Today's daf in Masechet Gittin, brought to you mibein Chomot Yerushalayim, is daf Chet, and we are struggling with the problem of having two brayot that talk about the difference between bringing a get in a nahar in Eretz Yisrael, which first we had one brayot that says it's the same thing if you're in a boat, but at least we thought it was a nahar in Eretz Yisrael. And one as coming from Eretz Yisrael, and the other one that says, no, you still have to say v'nai nechtam, v'nai nechtam. And this, of course, was part of our determination of what exactly the gvulot of Eretz Yisrael are, and this is how we got into the whole question of the relationship between the area which is north of Akko to Ksiv, which that's how we started the whole discussion. And all of that is relevant only to the dinim of the Oilei Bavel. Obviously, the gvulot of Eretz Yisrael, in terms of what the Torah defined as Eretz Yisrael and what Yoshua was kovish of Eretz Yisrael, are entirely different, because none of this matches up. Even a cursory glance at the psukim that talk about the gvulot doesn't match up to anything about Akko, that's for sure. Okay, so we were still troubled by the relationship, which seemed outrageous, between the question of whether something is yonek min hakarka through the water or not yonek. What in the world does that have to do with the shaila of maybe get? So, okay, we understood as a working hypothesis that it could be, to keep things simple, same way that we said shalot tachalok b'medinat hayam, we also said the same thing about shalot tachalok b'Eretz Yisrael. So as people will know, wherever there's a din of meiser, so then you have to say, you don't have to say fanai nechta, fanai nechta. Oh, if there's no din of meiser, so even though the reason there's no din of meiser is because maybe it's not considered to be yonek, because it's moving, or whatever the difference is, we said. So yesterday we learned that Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak rejected that entirely. He said, well, understand what we're trying to make. I mean, how could you possibly justify an interrelationship of something as immediately logistic as whether a particular type of container, whether it's as a boat or whether it's as a flower pot, and the difference between whether it's in the air, between whether it's in the water, which Lamaisis does point out is absolutely not true lahalach, even though we suggested that maybe it would be different, and that's when you go through the water, it would be the same thing. And bottom line is, we paskin that if there's a hole in the pot, it doesn't matter if it's in the air, and if there's no hole in the pot, it doesn't matter if it's in the water, it's exactly the same thing. So anyway, none of this was gel halach. It was all suggestion. Megabi the dinam ha-maiser and shviyas. And therefore, what I think we're talking about over here, in terms of funding that to funding that, is a serious issue of borders. And it's not talking about a crazy question about someone's in the middle of a river inside of Eretz Yisrael. You're not in it. You're in the Park HaYarkon, so now you're not in Eretz Yisrael. It's absurd. Therefore, I say we're talking about the Mediterranean. That's the point. And the two shitot in the Braita are talking about a machloket in how to determine the borders of Eretz Yisrael in terms of its extension into the sea and to whatever islands might be in that sea. So the question is Cyprus part of Eretz Yisrael? So somebody brings a get from Nicosia. You know that this was the song I used to sing to your mommy when she was tiny. Yeah, there once was a Lavia who lived in Nicosia. She was, it's a whole big song, but anyway. And that was the question. What am I singing about a child living in Chutzlar? And was that Baramister ending up in Sydney of all places? No. I was going to Mount Yomar holds that Nicosia is a chelek of Eretz Yisrael. Right? And that's, I mean, they deserve it today. This is what the Greeks, have decided right during the period of the Choshech Yevanit to recognize Medinat Palestine. What a perfect timing. They really must be Bekiyim in the whole Gemara. Anyway, but getting back to our sugya. So this is what we're talking about. One bright is going according to the Mandi Yomar, that the border of Eretz Yisrael does not include the particular islands that we were bringing this get from, that was coming from Cyprus. And the other Mandi Yomar wants it is included. I'm going to show you that there is indeed a machloket. Ki pligi bi yam agadol. We're talking about the Mediterranean, the Tanya. What defines Eretz Yisrael according to the original Gvulot? This is not necessarily, of course, that Ole Bava went and conquered Gibraltar, you know. But what were the original Gvulot of Eretz Yisrael?
It's like a maritime border, is that how you say it?
No, because here it's really Nogea, these islands. It's not only a maritime border. So a maritime border is where you have fishing rights, things like that. So Kol Sheshar, we'll see that it's actually, we need an extra pasuk to address the difference between a maritime border and what we're talking about over here. And indeed, it's two different halachas. At least that's the way I understand, even though it isn't really mash, but that's the way Rashi understood it. But, so what is considered to be Eretz and what is considered to be Chutz La'aretz? So let us take the extreme northernmost boundary on the east of Eretz Yisrael. And that was where Moshe Rabbeinu was buried. In Har Hahar, which is called Turei Amnon. Perhaps if you hold up Barnea's map, even though he's not here, we can at least mark Har Hahar. I'm assuming that he has. You don't have to open the whole thing. We only need the north.
So, I think we need three people, two holders at one point.
Does he mark Har Hahar or not? No. At the Yam. No, he doesn't. He doesn't mark Har Hahar. It's further north.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So in any event, hopefully we'll get, as he said, this map is not going to have what we need today, and we don't have the atlas yet, unfortunately. So if you go all the way up to the top of Har Hahar, which was identified as the Mokom Purato of Moshe Rabbeinu, that's in my pocket, but yeah, this is
over here.
Where do we?
I saw it.
Okay, where? If you'll recognize it, then bring it. The Dat Mikra is actually behind you in this one. But I don't think the Atlas is. Is the Atlas part of the set?
Yeah, yes, it is not part of the set. But I think I saw the Atlas, though.
Uh-huh. I should have brought an Atlas from home. Do you remember what it looks like? Would you be able to spot it?
It looks the same. It's just taller than the Atlas.
Mm-hmm. Does anybody see the Atlas?
We call it up on Richie's iPhone.
Where's Richie when you need him? Where's his iPad? Where's his iPad when you steal it? Oh, my iPad is actually in there. Your iPad. Ha!
That means mountain.
It's Moses.
Moses Hill. And Musada is just north of the Syrian-Turkish border, and it's just, if I hope I'm correct, but it's just below where the Orontes River spills out into the sea. Now there's a medrash that says the golem will come back to that boundary and will sing Shira before they cross the border back into Eretz Yisrael. And there is a tunnel there that slaves of the Churban were involved in digging for Titus and Vespasian. It's called the Titus and Vespasian Tunnel, and it still has in the mountain cut its over a mile-long aqueduct to divert the Orontes River should and shouldn't silt up the Seleucia Perea port there. So it's still their mark. Titus and Vespasian is still in the mountainside. So we went there, we walked it, and we said the Eicha of
Adrianus
Kesar, the Nebuchadnezzar, and then we sang it. Right. So that's where it is. It's right past the boundary, so it was an appropriate place. This is just over, seemed to be just over the line. So that's one place.
The problem is that that's included in Aram Sova. That's the border of Aram Sova. That can't be the original border.
It's very far south. It might be very far south of Aram Sova, but it's...
Aram Sova. Sova is right in that area. Sova gets almost to the Turkish border.
It's Aleppo. Aleppo is, we need a map. Aleppo is somewhat inland, so it could be you could draw a line out. If it goes out to the sea.
And where's the other?
But
what's the other possibility?
Not close. Off the cuff, I think where Byblos is. Further south.
But that's on the border.
On the sea.
Okay, whatever the relationship is, we'll have to discuss. Research. I thought that our tour guide would give us research, not a tour. But all right.
All right. So in any event, we go up to Har Hahar and towards the south, the from where you're standing on the peak of Har Ahor, anything that now is part of the how do you say a shipuhan in English? Yeah, as anything part of the slope of the mountain going downwards to the south is part of Eretz Yisrael. Anything to the north of the peak is considered to be Chutz La'aretz. So that's the beginning of the northern boundaries as defined in the Torah. Kakol she'shofer v'yored b'turei Amnon, lifnim, towards the south, is called Eretz Yisrael. Anything that is miturei Amnon v'lachutz, to the north, is considered to be Chutz La'aretz. How do you determine what the din is of hanisin shebayam, where you have islands in the sea? So the Tanakhama holds, what we do is, we draw a line as the crow flies from Turei Amnon directly across to Nachal Mitzrayim in the south and west, which is, again, not absolutely clear. What are some of the places, Rabbanea, that we call nowadays Nachal Mitzrayim? There's Wadi El Arish. What other?
No, that's the question.
All right, so there's different possibilities as to what Nachal Mitzrayim is, but in any event, you draw a straight line, straight obviously as a diagonal, but straight line from that point in the north to Nachal Mitzrayim all the way in the south, both on the extreme west, and anything within that line, you have a map over there? Anything within that line is considered to be part of Eretz Yisrael, according to which you missed Nicosia. And you're going, assuming that you go from Kafaloria as Turei Amnon.
Turei Amnon is
above it. And you go straight down to El Arish. So then you're including all of this. If you go directly to the Nile, you still are going to miss the Cyprus. But that is only...
Just see how high it is. It's the last turn of the Mediterranean before the Mediterranean turns to the west. It's the last bulging out of the coastline, the northernmost bulge of the coastline before you take that turn of the coastline.
This Musa Dagh.
Yeah, that's where it's located.
Okay. All right, so that would be Moses Mountain, really jut out into the Mediterranean, such that when you draw a line, you're drawing it from within the Mediterranean, really down to Nachal Mitzrayim, assuming that that's what the Har Ahor is. Anything within that area is considered to be Eretz Yisrael. Anything without that area is considered to be Chutz La'aretz. Rabbi Yehuda says, we do not draw a line north-south or a diagonal north-south. We draw a line directly west from the northernmost point and from the southernmost point. So anything within that line, which is going west on the north and west on the south, which includes Gibraltar, Spain, all of that is Eretz Yisrael until you hit the Atlantic Ocean. And therefore, Kol Shekineged Eretz Yisrael, if it's facing Eretz Yisrael directly, then it's Eretz Yisrael. Because it says in the Pasuk, Gvul Yam, and then look, Gvul Yam, that would have meant that the border is at the sea. But then it says, V'haya lachem hayam hagadol u'gvul. Well, what is that adding? That's what you said. And so clearly, when it's saying the Yam hagadol plus the Gvul, and then it says, Zeh lachem Gvul Yam, then that is a ribuy that is including the entire area of the sea. Now, Hanesim shebitzdadim, any islands that are to the north or south, that's how you determine it. You draw a straight line. Mikafloria, which is where we saw. Kafloria is what we're identifying over here as essentially Turei Amnon, which is a bit strange since it's south of what's called Turei Amnon today, but fine. So from Kafloria until the ocean, Adiam Okeanos, until the Atlantic Ocean, do you go past Gibraltar? And from Nachal Mitzrayim until the Atlantic Ocean, Minachut v'lifnim, obviously including Cyprus. Forget about Cyprus. You get in a lot of pieces of, Greek islands, a lot of all the nice places, you know. All that is included in Eretz Yisrael. And that would be Minachut v'lifnim is Eretz Yisrael, Minachut v'lachutz is Chutz La'aretz. Tosfos says, this is really weird because... Does that mean that according to Rabbi Yehuda, you'd be chayv and meiser, like, you know, in the Greek islands? And I said, well, obviously not, because we're not talking about kivush olei bavel here. We're talking about the original gvulais, but you lose these dinim anyway. But the Rabbeinu Tam told him that, well, anyway, we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, but then we have, but what about legabe, if we're trying to relate it over here to the dinim b'fanai nechta, b'fanai nechtam? So what does that mean? Asks Tosfos. Does that mean that Rabbi Yehuda knew that actually within that area, there Bakim Lishma, what he went and visited the Jewish settlements in Greece and in Spain and so on and so forth? Isn't that a little bit strange? Right?
So Adriatic Sea would be within
the Lakara, yeah, you know, you never knew you grew up in Eric. You were in Eric your whole life, right? Okay, so then he suggests that maybe in Akinami, we're not really talking about it. Only the places that Oleg Buffalo were actually Kovesh. Fine. Or maybe he did. Maybe he knew that the Yishuv of Yisrael were actually traveling and they were shayach to be Makayim Aget. And beyond that, nobody knew that there was any Yishuv. There was no America yet, and there was no further Yishuv of him. And that's where the Gemara says, from that point on, nobody is recognizing Los Yisrov, Los Avim Shabashamayim. But this was early on, remember. So it's only over the recent times, the past couple of millennia, you know, the past 1,000 years or so, that we've had this type of spread. Fine. Okay, so anyway, this, of course, gives Rav Ariel a lot of delicious food to chew on about, you know, you think the jihadists were something. We're going to be taking over Spain and Greece. Yeah, okay. Right. But one possibility that Tosa suggests is that Rav Yehuda never meant to say that the landmass, the European landmass, on the borders of the Mediterranean are part of Eretz Yisrael. That's ridiculous. Those are other yamim. He was only talking about the yam. So anything within the yam that faces Eretz Yisrael is considered islands. But if it's not islands in the yam facing Eretz Yisrael, it's part of the landmass of Europe, so then, or of Africa, then it's not considered to be part of Eretz Yisrael. That's a given. That's another suggestion that Tosfos says. Okay, so now the question is, Rabbi Yehuda of... Now, this would explain our two brachot, right? So if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, then a get that would be brought from Nicosia would not require to say v'nai nechta, v'nai nechta. If, and that would be that brachot. That's what it meant when it said it in the Yam, a Svina. It was a Svina in the Mediterranean, not a Svina in the park, you know, in the park Hayarkon. But if you're talking about a Libet Tanakama who draws the line north-south, or a diagonal north-south, so then according to them, if you bring the get from Nicosia, you have to say v'nai nechtam, and that's the machlokas of the Braita, and now everything makes sense. The problem is that the Rabbonan have not explained the tremendous diuk in Rabbi Yehuda. The pasuk clearly is being marba something. I mean, here even a casual reading of the pasuk leaves you stumped. Right? I mean, the words don't even make sense. Gvul yam, v'yalachem hayam agadol ugvul, zeyalachem gvul yam. What in the world? I mean, obviously we're being marba. So what is that? What did the Rabbanan do with all of that? So for Rabbanan, hay gvul mayav delay. The Rabbanan say you need a ribuy to include the islands, because otherwise, ein hachinami. You would be dealing with a maritime gvul. Fine. So, you want to talk about fishing rights? You want to, that's one thing. But if there's a different, the same way that we just said, that obviously a landmass is not part of Eretz Yisrael, so you would see Cyprus is also not part of Eretz Yisrael. Where do you start defining a landmass? So the Yam is Eretz Yisrael, but islands are not Yam. So I need a reboot to tell me that the islands in the Yam are part of Eretz Yisrael. But where is that yam? That yam is still the line that we draw north-south, say the Rabbanan. Whereas according to Rabbi Yehuda says we would never need a pasuk for that. If the Torah is saying that the yam is included, the nisim shebayam are bottled to the yam. And therefore, why would we view it? We certainly don't view them as a continent. And therefore, nisim lo tzrich likro. So what is the pasuk for? The pasuk must come to tell me that anything facing Eretz Yisrael in the Yam is considered to be part of Eretz Yisrael.
Nisim specifically, Nisim, like a cat sticking up like an
no,
about
no.
Means
yes, it says yes. The targum of Iyeha Agoyim is Nisi. So obviously, it doesn't mean just little things. It means we use that word as a sense of the complete settlement. Okay, then we had in the Mishnah, Rebbe Meir on there, Akko Keretz Yisrael, when it comes to the Dinim of Gittin, and this we understood, as Tosis explained over there, Akko is half built in Eretz Yisrael, the Shekov Sholei Bavel, half not, and the entire thing therefore is considered to be part of where people travel or begin Lishma and so on. So by my name, Reb Chiya Bar Ava, you've discussed all of the halakhas of Gvul of Eretz Yisrael without having once mentioned Surya. Now, Surya is the area that David HaMelech was Kovesh, and this was part of Aram, what we call Aram Tzova, and it goes quite far. So it includes Chalab, the modern Aleppo, in the Gvulites that David was Kovesh. Damascus is the very start of the Kivush almost, right? So the Golan and all of the areas that today are called Syria were called Surya. And that Surya, there's a big question as to what the halakha is. Because even though the Torah says, Koma, Koma, Sheti, Groch, Kafrag, Lechem, which includes any place outside of Eretz Yisrael, that we learn from there, Shekom, Mashatem, Kofshim, Michutz, Laretz, will have the Kedush of Eretz Yisrael. But as the Sifri points out, that's only after your Kovish Eretz Yisrael. Then you can continue for Lebensstrom. You know, a little bit of maybe Paris. And that. But you know, over there you can be Kovish. But as the Medrash puts it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to David HaMelech, you haven't even gotten moved into Yerushalayim, you idiot. What are you going around being Kovish the rest of the world for? This is how Tosfos understands it, based on that Medrash. Rashi understands that the problem with the Kivush of Surya is that it was not done as a national movement. It was part of David HaMelech's expansion al dat atzmo in terms of his own tzrochim, that the Malka should be shalit there, whatever plans he had for controlling the areas around Eretz Yisrael. This was part of his dream. You will remember to be able to build the Beis HaMikdash. So it says in the Pasuk that the Beis HaMikdash can only be built after you're no longer fighting, and you're being nach, b'kol oyvecha, misaviv. So he attempted to do that, and did was successful in doing that, and then thought he could build the Beis HaMikdash, and as we know, he was told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though you prepared everything, but Shlomo is the one to build. Okay. So according to Rashi, because this was not part of the national expansion, it's called the Kivush Yochid, as we'll see, and therefore doesn't have the same dinim as Kivush Yoshua, which was all of Yisrael together where everybody was into this as a mission. This wasn't a national mission. Tosfos learns has nothing to do with that. And Al-Piyasifri says the only question was whether you have a right to expand the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael before you are becoming the mitzvah of the Kivush of Eretz Yisrael itself. So this area, for whatever reason, had a separate din. Now, it was partially given over the dinim of Eretz Yisrael, and partially was not. So, legabe what was it Eretz Yisrael? Legabe what was it Chutz Laretz? And this, of course, interests us in terms of Gittin, and interests us in terms of other halakhas, because as we'll see, there are six separate sugyas that need to be addressed in terms of identification of Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laretz. And one of them, which we haven't thought about up until now, is a fascinating halacha, which is a knas d'rabbanan, that anybody who sells an eved into Chutz Laretz from Eretz Yisrael, the eved goes free. And therefore the buyer is out his money and let them fight it out. And this is because you're not allowed, the same way you're not allowed to move to Chutz Laretz to be mafkia the mitzvahs of Eretz Yisrael from you, an eved is chayav the mitzvahs, and to take advantage of an eved and sell him callously to Chutz Laretz, in which Rachmana Litzlani would have to move maybe to L.A. or to Borough Park or something like that. Therefore, they were kenes you to anybody who's going to buy, knows he's going to lose his money, and therefore the eved is yotzei l'chayrus. What is the din about Hamocher Avdola Surya? Is it Kemocher b'chutz la'aretz dami or lo? So the Talmidim asked this from Rabbi Barava, and he answered them, Amar Lahu, look, this is the Mishnah in Gittin, the Nitu. Rabbi Meir Omer Akko Keretz Yisrael Legitin. So why is he stressing Legitin? Because what he's saying is that only vis-a-vis Gitin do we view Akko as part of Eretz Yisrael. But for Mechirat Evet Akko, we do not consider it to be like Eretz Yisrael. We consider it to be the equivalent of being Mocher L'Chutzlar. It's a Kosher Ketzuria, which is Mircha Katvei. The only reason we said it's Legitin is because, as we said, it's this idea of it all being one yishuv, and whether it's in terms of Bekiel Nishmar, people traveling, why should we treat it as chutzlaret? But that's the only halacha, in which case it's mashma, that even if you sell an evet to Akko, it's a question to Rishonim, does this mean to Akko in the half of the city that really is outside of Eretz Yisrael, or b'chol the entire Akko? That Rabbi Meir held that he paskin on it. Okay, fine. But paparksis, it means the area that's a chutzlaret. And Koshiken, you go to Syria, I mean, that's way, way outside of the Gvul. Tana Rabbanan. And so, to sum up the issues of Syria, which of course are the issues of the interrelationship of Eretz Yisrael to chutzlaretz, and the gradations in between chutzlaretz and Eretz Yisrael, which here is what we're coming to Mimavara. There are three issues where Syria is the equivalent of Eretz Yisrael, and there are three issues where it's the equivalent of Chutz La'aretz. This is a marvelous way of bringing out all of the shadings of the sugyot that you need to be able to deal with in determining these nafkaminas, which Gittin now has led us to determine gvulot, and now it's leading us to examine the different halachas. And your siman is a cloud that was generated by spit. So Av Barak. Okay, so how do you, I mean, obviously you could make all kinds of, it could be a rock bar and so on, and you know, it's the cloud of smoke in your local bar where they're playing rock music. There's all kinds of different ways to remember the simen, but once you got those different ways, you're not going to forget about the rock bar. I mean, I think some bars are called rock bar, and you know, the smoke, of course, is hard. So now the question is like, so the first of all, the offer. Now remember, we have a gezeira on chutz la'aretz that the offer of chutz la'aretz is betame, and there was another gezeira which we know applies in some places about chorpus, whether the avir of chutz la'aretz is betame. Now there's a big difference in this, as we'll see. But right now the ayin is a very important ayin because it stands specifically for the afar, which means that the actual dirt, if you touch the dirt, move the dirt, in Syria, it has a din of chutz la'aretz, and it's metameyu. The second thing is vez for vav avdo, and you couldn't make that another ayin, even though we have two rocks, but we'll see. Now, mocher avdo le Syria is, as we just said, kemocher b'chutz la'aretz, and ha-me-vi, get me Surya is kibevi bi chutzlaretz. So for those three issues, all chutzlaretz. Now there's three other issues in which we view Syria as the equivalent of Eretz Yisrael. A, the dinim of the mitzvahs, like Meiser and Shvius, that's all one thing. So that's the R of Meiser, you know. So chayevet b'maaser or b'shvit keretz Yisrael.
Is that
Durabanan? Durabanan, yeah. Well, yes and no. We have a today, definitely, yes. Okay, and I wrote to Likanesla, but yeah, they gave it dinim, like Eretz Yisrael, even though it didn't have, there's questions of what elements Midiraita might be shayach still to that degree. But we'll see more about that. Now, Rotze Likanesla Betara Nichnas, which seems to be a contradiction to what we just said. So this resh is the rotze. A guy wants to come in. There are ways to enter Syria without becoming tamei. And the last thing is kuf. If you buy a soda in Syria, it has all of the chashivas of buying even in Parvarei Yerushalayim. So it would be the same as buying in Har Nof. I mean, we said, well, but in the suburbs, you know. Okay, so let's go right. So chayevet b'maaser b'shvius keretz Yisrael. This is understood to be a diorite at this point. And it's going according to the Mandi Amar Holtz, Kivush Yochid, Shmei Kivush, and therefore, even though this doesn't have the rights of Kivush, according to Tosas, or the same involvement of Kol Yisrael, nonetheless, legabi the din of Kedushas Haaretz, it has a din of Kedushas Haaretz, and therefore it should make Kiddush. Okay. The next one, it is possible to get in. How is it possible to get in? You said the offer is Tameh. Well, obviously what it means is you can come in a helicopter. So if you come in Beshida, Teva, Migdal, then you would be protected from the Tumah. The Tanya Nichmas L'Eretz Amim Beshida, Teva, Migdal, Rebbe is Mitameh. Now this is actual Eretz Amim. The reason that Rebbe is Mitameh is because we are Gozer Tumas Avir in Chutz La'aretz, and here we're, even though we know, we've seen that that sugya is a lot more complex than simply the idea of Tumas Ohel, because Avir would be an exposure to Avir even more than Tumas Ohel, but here we're talking about it in terms of Tumas Ohel. So Rebbe holds that a Shida Teva Umigdal is called an Ohel Zaruk. So a helicopter cannot be Chaitzitz Bifnei Tumas Ohel, and therefore Rebbe is Betami.
Even the ground also, a moving vehicle.
Right. And Rebbe Yehuda is Mitahir. But don't think that I'm trying to tell you that it's only true I'll leave it to Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe, note, said, HaNichnas L'Eretz HaAmim. Now, we may be giving serious some dinim of Eretz HaAmim, but it's not called Eretz HaAmim. So in Eretz HaAmim, where we would go there, both on the Gush and the Avir, there you have a problem of Tumat Ohel, and therefore your helicopter won't protect you. But in Syria, we were only Gozer al Gusha, and therefore it's a transitional phase between Chutz La'aretz and Eretz Yisrael, and because of that, you can protect yourself as long as you don't come into contact with the actual surface, and you don't touch it, don't move it, you won't be Tameh. Okay, now we see three different sugyas, which we didn't even think about before, Benogea, its relationship to Eretz Yisrael, three other sugyas where we do give it dinim of Chutz La'aretz completely. What did you mean when you said that if you buy a Sada in Syria, it would be like buying in Har Nof? Lama Yilchata. Omer of Sheshet, Loma Shekotvim Alavonova Filu B'Shabbat. It's coming to tell me that you're allowed to write a contract for that property, even on Shabbos, because if you will not have an opportunity to buy it after Shabbos, then you've got to buy it on Shabbos. What? I feel B'Shabbat, come on, I mean, you're joking. Shabbos, how could that? How can you write a contract on Shabbos? I mean, I know about this business that Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is the biggest mitzvah, and it's Deicha, everything, including Shabbos and Yom Kippur and so on, but I mean, I think religious Jews believed in that. So the Shabbos HaKadaitach says, Gemara, what it means is, Kini Amar Rava. It means that you can tell a goy to write up the contract and have the guy sign it, obviously the goy who's selling it to you, because this is an opportunity of getting Eretz Yisrael from the Ovdei Kochavim and Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So you're allowed to say to a goy to write it. That's what it means over here. Hachinami, even though it's in Syria, Omer lo Ovdei Kochavim v'yosa, even though Amir la'akum is an Issa Drabbanan, Mishum Shvut, but Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, lo gazur Rabbanan. There's no gezera. You can actually be over on Amir la'akum and have the guy sign the contract, and the Gisuri Gezer the Rabbanan were mavuto in order to be Miyashiv Eretz Yisrael.
Would that only apply to the reason to Rabbanan of Amir La'akum? No,
when we get to Shabbos, can we look at this? Because here's just the Agav. Tana Rabbanan. Eved Shevi Gito. Now, we know, and we're taking this sort of for granted, right? But it's an amazing thing. The dinim of Eved and Isha are the same, correct? And because of that, we have what's called a get for an Eved. Of course, in the Eved, it's called a get shichrur, and by an Isha, it's called get stam. But a get shichrur has the dinim of a get of an Isha. And the same way that you have to say before nine nechtam, on the get of an Isha, you have to say before nine nechtam, on the get of an Eved. And the same way that we will believe the Shliach Yochid, who says b'fanai nechtav, vis-a-vis kiyum of that get for an Isha, we will believe it lagabi kiyum of the get for an Eved. And the halachas are very similar because of Ir-Ur. And remember, the Yir'ur against Avdut is as powerful as the issues of the Yir'ur, that the Isha was never divorced, and have to do with whether the children are Ksherim or not, if the guy's going to claim that this guy was really an Eved, Baal Bas Yisrael, and so on, maybe the children are Mamzer. It was the same issues that we have. And because of that, we gave it exactly the same dinim. So the Ketiva Lishma, we'll see the details, obviously, which parts and so on, but you have to say V'dai Nechtam, V'dai Nechtam. So now, the same way that we had the halacha that a woman can bring her own get, as a shliach halacha, gives it over to Beis Din, and Beis Din delivers it for the Baal to that very same woman. And this was all changing the hats. So, first she was FedEx, and then she was the aide, and she couldn't put on the right wig. And therefore, we had that whole issue of the Gezerah, we're worried that it would have to be B'fnei Shlosha, because what if they're Mitzaref Yishet? Okay. The same thing is true of the Eved. So now, if the Eved was maybe his own get, right? And in that get, it says two things. It says, you and what I own are Knuyim Lecha. He gives this over to Beis Din, and Beis Din hands it to him and gives him a formal delivery which frees him. He was kone et atzmo, but he was not kone the nechasim until we get two witnesses to mekayim the get. Because only in terms of the halacha b'fanai nechtam was the shliach considered to be the equivalent of kiyum, and therefore this shtar has validity for that purpose, but for that purpose only. The other piece of the shtar that say, and this shtar also serves to give over by nechasim to you, requires two witnesses to be mekayim before we can use it, and therefore it's still not a valid shtar. How about, however, Yiboyelahu, how about if the way in which the get shichur is worded makes no mention of the eved as the eved? It simply says, everything I own is kenuyim to you. Now, everything I own includes the eved. So that would mean that we have a very strange situation over here. If he's going to say b'fadai nechtam on the part of the nechasim that is himself, so then how can he do that without addressing the nechasim as a whole? There was no opportunity in the shtar to split it into two parts. So what would be the halacha then? So if he says kol nechasai k'nuyim l'cham, what would be the difference? Omer Abaya, well, mitoksha kanatzmo. I mean, look, we can't split it. If we were metaken, if anay nechtam to be the equivalent of a kiyum, in this case, it's got to be a kiyum on the word called the chasai, because that's how he's getting out of it. Says Rava, I don't understand. Bishva naatzmo likne. Okay, he's going himself, because that's the same takona that we have with the get isha, that we accept just the testimony of the shliach, even if the shliach is the person himself that is going to ultimately be the recipient, and that's true both of the isha and the eved. But how can it be a kona nechasim? The nechasim lo likne. They're not part of any takana. We need kiyum shtarot. Kiyum shtarot is with two people, and so on and so forth. So how could you give him the property? Mirin avia kiyum shtaros de alma. So then Abaye said, gosh, I don't know. Look, maybe he's right. So then mitok shalom kanan echasim. Look, if he can't be kanan echasim, then he can't be kanan himself either. Says Rava, well, wait a minute now. The nechasim, he can't be kona because you require shkiyum shtarot. But why can't he be kona himself, poor Abaye? Why can't he be kona himself since atzmo likne minave get isha? No, I knew I would trap you. You can't stand up to the pressure. Ela amar Rava, look, it doesn't make any difference, the phrasing of the shtar. That's not the issue. Well, we all agree that if it has two separate components, one which said atzmacha and the other said which said nechasai, that we could split that, even though it's a single contract. We can conceptually split the contract into the part of the nechasim that are you and the part of the nechasim that are purely financial issues. And in terms of the iser v'heter of this contract, which is that you are a freed slave, that part is learned from Isha. The other part is entirely a question of the monetary bottom line over there. And for that, of course, We will not believe one. Why would we believe one witness? What happened to a Motzi Chavro Lavaraya with a kosher shtar, which is subject to ziyufim, which we'll never use unless we have two witnesses? Therefore, I don't care what the case is. I don't care whether you phrase the shtar in a way that allows the lawyer to tease it apart easily, or whether you phrase the shtar using one clause, which is called nechasai, which includes both him and that. Makes absolutely no difference. Difference. The halacha is in both cases. Atzmo kana, nechasim lo kana. Now, this is actually seems to be part of a major sugya, which is called palginan dibure. Is it possible to split statements for the parts that are legally valid and ignore the other part of the statement that isn't legally valid? This has to do with testimony, it has to do with contracts and so on. That we will talk about tomorrow and see how this stacks up against the overall question, which we think is going on here between Abaye Varava, about whether Pagina Dibure to be continued. Of course, Kaliyamalo Plige. That's Eretz Yisrael. Like Plige be Yama Gadol. Titania Zeres Vezel Hutzlar. It's kosher. Shofea Vioret Bituriamlum Velefnim. Eretz Yisrael. Bituriamlum Velechutz Hutzlar. Hanisim Shabayam Roinotan Kilo Hut Motua Haleim Bituriamlum Nadnacham Mitzrayim. Minachut Velefnim Eretz Yisrael. Minachut Velechut. Chutzlarts, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, kol shegeneged Eretz Yisrael, hareo Eretz Yisrael, shemru gvul yam, v'haya lachem hayam hagadol ugvul, zeyeh lachem gvul yam. Menisim shebitzdadim are defined by a chut running not north-south, but running east-west. So imotam kilu chut matuach aleyen, mikafluria v'ad yom ha'kiyanus, Uminach Mitzrayim v'ad yom ha'kiyanus. So now, minachut v'lifnim, Eretz Yisrael, minachut v'lachutz to the north and to the south, is chutz l'oretz, v'rabbanan. Hayu gvul mayadile, mivoy leila nisin, Rabbi Yehuda. Why do I need an extra pasuk for nisin? Nisin lo tzrichik. Rabbi Meir omer, aku k'Eretz Yisrael, bo minim Rabbi Chiya barav. Ha'mocher avdol esuria, k'mocher b'chutz l'oretz nami, o lo. Amar lo tenitu, Rabbi Meir omer, aku k'Eretz Yisrael, specifically legitin, which means it's only legitin, but la'avadim lo, kol shekin suria, which is even further, merchek ketuva. Tana Rabbana b'shlosha drachim shifta suria l'Eretz Yisrael b'shlosha l'chutz l'oretz. Av barak, boom, boom. Elfra is Tamek b'chutz l'oretz, Mocher avdol esuria is k'mocher b'chutz l'oretz, and amevi get b'suria is k'mevi b'chutz l'oretz. B'shlosha l'Eretz Yisrael, chayevet b'maasir u'b'shvit k'Eretz Yisrael, harotz l'kamens l'betar u'nichnas, ve'akonesa de b'suria k'kone b'parvarei Yerushalayim. To review, chayevet b'maasir u'b'shvit is k'Eretz Yisrael, because k'sova kivush yachid shmei kivush. What? A minute ago, Afratamei. Of course, we're talking about Bishidat Tevah Migdal. The Tanya Nichnas, Eretz Amin, Bishidat Tevah Migdal. Rav Metamei, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda is Metayer, Rabbi Metamei, and Afilo Rabbi Loka Metamei, Ela Beretz Amin, where there we were Gozer al Gusha ve al Avira, Avasuria al Gusha Gazru al Avira, Lo Gazru. Vakone Sadeh Besuria, Kekone Beparvare, Yushalayim Lama Yilkata. Om Rev Sheshet Lomar Shekotvim al Avono, Afilo Bishabash. Shabbat, Sagadaita, Kibyoma Rova, there in the Sahar Shabbos. Omerlo Vet Kochavim Yosachinami, that's what it means. Omerlo Vet Kochavim Vose. So what's the big deal? What do you mean? What's the big deal? I forgot the Mirla Akun is usually an Isser Gomer as a Shruth, but Bishomi Yishu, Eretz Israel, Logos Rabbanan. Tana Rabbanan. Evet Shevigito, the Katubo, two separate clauses. Atzmacha, Unechasai, Knuim, Lachasai, Atzmo Kana. Because of Fanayichta, but Nechasim, you need regular Kiyam, so Lokana. Iboilo, how about if there's one clause? Kol Nechasai Kinuyim Lachamal. Omrabaya, well, it's amigo. Mitok, that he was Kaina Atzmo, he was also Kaina Nechasim. I'm like, why? Bishlama Atzmo, they meet an Avia Geti Shabbat, Nechasim, Nechasim, it's a normal star, you need Kiyam star. So then, Adar Amar Abaya, well, I guess then we'll have to be mevater on everything. Mitor shalokan anechasim lo kana atzmo. Amar le Rava, well, why? Bishlam anechasim lo liknim yirid avi akim shtarot di alma. But why atzmo? Atzmo is a special takone. It should be liknim yirid avi aget isha. Elo Amar Rava makes no difference whether it's written as one clause or two clauses. Echad zavi echad zav. The din is that we believe the kiyum in terms of the shichur, and therefore atzmo kana. And for nechasim, you need a regular kiyum of shtaras with two eidim, and this is not enough. And nechasim lo kana.